This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Last week, Superintendent of Public Instruction Sherry Ybarra called a meeting of her new Red Tape Committee. Now, this group is made up of 18 educators who it was formed to reduce red tape in the Department of Education. Now, the committee met Wednesday behind closed doors. The public and the media were not allowed inside, despite of a request from Idaho Education News to cover that meeting. With us live in studio is Clark Corbin, who wrote the story for Idaho Ed News. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me back.
Okay, so what exactly is this Red Tape Committee and who's on it?
Yeah.
We know there are 18 members.
Sure. It's a group that Superintendent of Public Instruction Sherry Ybarra put together. Like you said, Gemma, it has 18 members, and it's composed of education leaders from throughout the state. It's got Mary Ann Reynolds, the superintendent of the West Ada School District, the largest school district in the state. It's got superintendents from Buell and from Valley View, from Bonneville back east. It has the superintendent of the Emmett School District. And it's got a couple of deputy superintendents who work for Ybarra at the State Department of Education, specifically Peter McPherson and Tim McMurtry. So it's school administrators, curriculum directors, administrators, and then a couple of the heavy hitters, the higher ups at the State Department of Education.
And then the goal of the committee is what?
It's the way they explained it to me is it's pretty self-evident with the name, right? It's to reduce reporting requirements and compliance regulations and red tape. And basically, this has been a topic that's not new for the superintendent or for education. As we ramp up these accountability efforts throughout the state, we hear educators say, we need to cut back on some stuff. You can't have us do everything. We're drowning in paperwork. We're drowning in reporting requirements. And if you want us to meet these big picture goals, you keep piling things on our plate. We can't do everything. And so some of these old requirements or maybe duplicative reporting requirements, we want to clear those off our plates and maybe streamline the experience a little.
Okay, so you wanted to cover this meeting last Wednesday, but you were kept out.
Correct.
Okay, why was this kept a secret?
Mm-hmm. We found out about it just by tracking the superintendent's schedule. That's something that we track and post every Monday morning at IdahoEdNews.org, our website. And so this meeting was coming up. It said that it was going to be next Wednesday and that they were going to look at cutting red tape and that they were going to potentially be bringing proposals forward to the legislative session. So we thought this is really interesting. There's going to be a lot of interest among the public and about policymakers and school administrators with what's going on. Put in a request to attend. Didn't hear back for about a day and a half, and then Tuesday afternoon, they told me that I cannot attend, and that's because this group is not subject to Idaho's Open Meeting Act.
Okay, so let's talk about that, because our understanding, and correct us if we're wrong, is that a group that is supposed to have open meetings under Idaho law, these are supposed to be open. Yes? No?
They're saying that this one is an advising committee. It's a recommending committee. It's not legislators. It's not State Board of Education members. And so they're saying that they don't believe it's subject to the open meeting law because they're just making recommendations. Mary Ann Reynolds, the superintendent of West Ada, she can't pass a piece of legislation herself. So they're saying it's a recommending body and that they're not subject to Idaho's open meeting law. And our contention is sort of, even if that's true, and it looks like it is true, actually, that they didn't break the law. So let's say that it's not subject to Idaho's open meeting law. Just because it doesn't have to be open by law, it could be open by law. And a great example of a group that may not be subject to Idaho open meeting law that does open up its meeting is this governor's task force, Governor Brad Little's education task force. Met all summer. I was able to cover those meetings with no problem. But to me, it kind of goes back to your previous segment. And it's about transparency and accountability and good government.
So why all the secrecy? I mean, we're talking, frankly, something that sounds a tad boring, red tape, right? Like how to get rid of just all of the kind of minutiae.
Well, and I think that the reason that they're saying is they wanted to meet in secret is they wanted the members of the committee to feel comfortable speaking candidly without having their comments being in a news article or getting back to them. But again, you know, we're setting policy, and there's two really specific interesting areas that they were going to talk about last Wednesday. That's the teacher evaluations, which have been controversial in their own right.
You've reported about those.
Yeah, we've reported on that, and I think I've come on Idaho Matters mm-hmm. and talked about that before. But they're also talking about this new enrollment reporting requirement that goes in with this proposal to look at changing Idaho's funding formula. And so on the surface, it is really inside baseball and kind of a nuanced discussion, but I think it's super important. And if it informs anything that goes forward to the next legislature, legislative session. I think letting the sunshine in, letting the public attend and the news media write about it is good government. And I think that we do have a positive outcome in the end after writing the article and after asking permission to attend and cover Wednesday's meeting. That was denied. But during the meeting, the members did vote to open up future meetings to the public and news media. We don't know exactly when the next meeting will be, but think it might be coming in December. So at the end of the day, they met in secret last Wednesday. Have no idea what they talked about or what came down. But it does appear that they're doing the right thing and they're going to say, okay, what's the harm in letting any – if somebody really wants to attend, what's the harm in letting them attend? So it looks like a good thing at the end of the day is coming out of this.
We're talking with Clark Corbin with Idaho Education News about a closed meeting at the State Department of Education. So do you know had they met before or was this the first meeting?
Okay, so – Superintendent Ybarra has had red tape committees in previous years. This is a new group that she formed this year, and I was told that they may have had an introductory meeting, but this is their first big meeting of the year, and they're kind of gearing up, looking ahead to the 2020 legislative session, which who's counting, but that's only 11 weeks away.
Oh. Well, that puts everything in perspective right there.
Yeah.
Happy holidays to all of us beforehand, right? Okay, so is this unusual for the Department of Education under Ybarra? I mean, have we seen something like this before?
Actually, the exact same thing happened in 2018, where she put together a red tape committee. They were meeting in secret. We found out that they were meeting, wrote an article about it, and then they opened up subsequent meetings to the news media and the public. And so this exact same thing is almost played out a year ago. Overall, though, I feel like I have had a lot of access to planning meetings and stakeholder meetings and, like I said, the governor's task force. And that's where a lot of these – that's where the dirty work of developing policy comes from. And so while you may not have the same interest in this red tape committee meeting as, like, say, a Boise State home football game, I think it is important. And if it's shaping our policy that's going to go forward and be debated during the legislative session, you know, that's one thing I'm pushing for is let the sun shine in. Let's – have the discussion out in public. Let's put these ideas forward, and I think it could also benefit the superintendent if these are priorities. She can build public buy-in by having the debate out and open and out in the public. And so maybe when it comes time for the legislative session, people are familiar with the recommendations. They've had a chance to debate them. And so that could actually bring strength to her side of the debate.
Well, and it goes back to exactly what we pointed out, not just in the last segment, but right here, is transparency. And when there is a closed-door meeting, even if it's about red tape,
sure,
it makes you question what these officials are talking about.
Oh, that's exactly right. And yeah, that's exactly right. You don't know what you don't know, what they're going to be talking about, what they're saying, what was the motivation to have it in secret. And so you just don't know. And we know other groups, completely separate groups, have gotten in trouble this summer with abusing their executive sessions, which is taking an open meeting and making a portion of it private. And so I think it always does kind of raise a few eyebrows. What are they doing? Why can't I be there? Why can't taxpayers be there? What's so secretive and important that it would ruin the experience if we were all there to see?
And maybe at the end of the day, they decided to open it up because they're like, if you want to sit through this meeting,
oh,
like,
sure.
Like I had to sit through this meeting, you go right ahead.
Be careful what you wish for, right?
Right, exactly. They're going to make it really long the next time, Clark.
I'm used to long meetings, so I'll be up for it.
So at this point, though, you said you think December,
yep.
The next meeting.
We don't have a meeting schedule, don't have an agenda yet, but I spoke with one of Superintendent Ybarra's spokespeople over at the State Department of Education, and all indications are that they're going to have another big meeting in December. That's going to be right before the legislative session, so I'll be very interested in that.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this interesting article, too, if
you're
people
welcome.
Want to read more about it.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, Gemma.
We've been talking with Clark Corbin with Idaho Ed News about his reporting on a closed meeting at the State Department of Education. If you want to read that entire article, you can find it on Idaho Ed News website. Up next, a local organization helping individuals living with disabilities integrate into jobs and the community. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.